Monday, April the 10th, 2006. This is Tips from the Top Floor, show number 112.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
And on today's show, I'll let you in on one of my best-kept secrets when it comes to handling black and white images in Photoshop and actually also in other image editing software.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Hello and welcome to Tips from the Top Floor, show number 112. My name's Chris Marquardt and I'm podcasting from the top floor in Tübingen, southern Germany. Wow, what a weekend. What a big weekend. I had the grand opening yesterday. It was a big party, had wonderful guests and excellent live music, and I will be posting something about that over on uptothetopfloor.com over the next few days. And yep, bit of a short show again today, just pretty worn out from what's happened over the weekend, but it was big success. It was wonderful, and yes, I'll update you on that on uptothetopfloor.com. So yeah, let's keep this show short. Now let's go right into today's
Tips from the Top Floor Photoshop Corner.
The goal for many digital photographers is to get images that are technically as perfect as possible, images that are sharp, in focus, and have as little noise as possible. But that's not necessarily what it's about when it comes to photography. And for me, it's mainly about the feeling that an image conveys, and technical superiority sometimes gets in the way of feeling. Back in Tips from the Top Floor number 19, I already talked about how adding grain to a digital black and white picture can add a lot of feeling and believability to the shot. There are many ways to add grain to a picture. You can add noise, you can simply shoot with a high ISO, but the best and most convincing way that I found is to add real grain from a scanned piece of film. So today, I'll share one of my secret tools with you. And if you go to tipsfromthetopfloor.com, go to Photoshop Corner and check out this show. That's Photoshop Corner number 30, and there is a download link for you where you can download an actual scanned piece of film that has nice grain in it. Adding the grain to your image is really simple. Just open both your image and the grain file in Photoshop. Then with the Move tool, just drag the grain onto your picture. This will create a new layer on top of your image that contains the grain. Now, change the blending mode for the grain layer to either overlay, soft light, hard light, or vivid light. If the grain is too coarse, you can add a bit of blur to the file, or you can resize the grain layer to make the overall grain smaller. And last but not least, you can also play with the opacity of the grain layer and dial in as much or as little grain as you like. Give it a try on your next black and white images, and you'll see what a difference a bit of grain can make. And that was it for today's Tips from the Top Floor, show number 112. Thanks for listening. Make sure you tune back in on Thursday for the next episode. Until then, have a great week and happy shooting.
I remember that I told you there'd be sunshine.